DW Learning by Ear. Listen up. Shape your future. Hello there. Welcome to episode 8 of Crime Fighters, It Takes a Village. Teenage sisters Jane and Hope have been having a hard time lately. A few months ago, they ran away from their abusive father, but now their mother, Carol, has died. The girls tried to keep it a secret, although their mother had wanted them to ask her friend Mary for help. The only people who knew they were on their own were their friends, the street children Leroy and Sarah. But when they confided in them, Aisha, one of Jane's classmates, was listening in. She went and told the school principal that the girl's father was still alive, but didn't say she'd heard he'd been violent towards his family. Last time, Jane and Hope had a very unpleasant surprise. Principal Dennis had found their father, Lucas, and brought him to Matamba, where the girls are now living. Against their will, Lucas moved in with them and immediately started being abusive again. So Jane and Hope ran away and are now sleeping rough with Leroy and Sarah. This episode is called The Tide is Turning. Let's listen in on Aisha and her friend Paul at a cafe on a Saturday afternoon.
Paul, I would have paid good money to see the look in the Nod sisters' eyes when Principal Dennis presented them with their father. Smug little liars.
But how did Principal Dennis find him?
Who cares? The thing is that those pathetic know-it-alls will get what they deserve now, and their father will probably take them away from our town forever.
But didn't you say he was violent?
Whatever. If he is violent, they're probably used to it anyway.
But how violent was he? Did he hit their mother, or was he more like your dad?
Like my dad? What do you mean, like my dad?
Well, when he's home, he's always saying mean things to you and your mom, and you know...
No, I don't know, and neither do you. So you can just shut up, you toad. Hey, waiter, bring me the bill.
Right away.
Sorry, Aisha, I don't know anything about your family. I was just thinking, you know, my mother is traveling again. This time she's going to be away at that foreign mission for 3 months. My father's really annoyed with her because she's always working. So he tries to work even more than she does to show that he's the man of the house. I've been spending so much time alone with the lady they pay to take care of me. I mean, she's nice and everything, but...
Oh, Paul, please, stop whining. If your parents aren't there, lucky you. At least you don't have to listen to them fighting all the time.
But I'd like them to spend time with me. Don't you miss that?
Here is your bill, young lady.
Finally. Here you are, Paul. The bill. I'll wait for you outside.
Oh, okay. Here you are, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul, are you coming or not?
Coming, Aisha, coming.
Jane and Hope, I was just about to come over to your place to check up on you. What a nice surprise that you've come to me.
Well, Auntie Mary...
I've just made some tea. Here you are.
Thank you.
So, how was your weekend?
Auntie Mary, We need to talk to you about something.
And we are sorry for not saying anything before.
What is it, girls? I'm listening.
Well... Auntie Mary, you remember the letter you gave us from our mother?
Of course.
So, well, it said that she said if she didn't come home and we got the letter, it meant that she had died.
Carol is dead? Oh, my girls. Come here, let me hold you. I knew something was wrong, but I didn't want to force you to tell me. And I certainly didn't expect this. Carol didn't seem well, but I had no idea it was that serious. Oh, my poor girls. What a burden you've been carrying. What will you do now, with your mother and father gone?
The thing is, our father isn't gone.
What?
He's alive, but he's...
Abusive?
Yes.
So you came to Matamba to hide from him?
And now we have a problem.
Our father has found us. He's moved into our place here in Matamba.
What?
Actually, it was Principal Dennis who found him.
Principal Dennis? But why would he do that to you? He's a very helpful, caring man. He would never knowingly put children at risk, and certainly not in their own home.
We think he didn't know about our father's behavior.
Principal Dennis thought he was helping us by reuniting us with our father, so we wouldn't be all on our own, like orphans.
But the very first evening, Dad started acting just like before, shouting at us, drinking, treating us like that. So we decided to run away.
That's good. Did you go to Principal Dennis or to the police?
No. We went and found Leroy and Sarah. We've been with them, sleeping rough.
Well, you're both sleeping at my place tonight, that's for sure. I can help you find a long-term solution. We'll look at the options and discuss them together. You have the right to give your opinion on what happens to you. And we adults need to listen and take your views seriously.
Thank you, Auntie Mary.
If your father didn't find you at the weekend, he might be waiting for you at school on Monday. So you girls had better not go to school tomorrow. Don't leave this house until I come and get you. Do you understand?
Yes, Auntie Mary.
Yes, Auntie Mary.
I'll take care of this myself tomorrow.
Oh, and Auntie Mary, our mother also left us this envelope to give to you.
Oh, what can it be?
Aisha, did you notice Jane and Hope didn't come to school today?
Who cares, Paul?
What if something happened to them?
Like what?
I don't know. If their father was so violent that their mother had to run away with them and pretend he was dead.
Principal Dennis called their father to ask why they wanted school today, and he didn't answer.
What? Principal Dennis talked to you about the Nad sisters?
No, I just overheard something.
Jane and Hope are missing classes and their father's not answering the phone. That might be a sign they're being mistreated. I think the Nad sisters are boring and annoying and all that, but I don't want them to get hurt.
Nobody's going to get hurt. I mean, they're his daughters. He won't, like, kill them, will he?
What? You think he might?
Come on, Paul. Don't be ridiculous.
Maybe we should do something. Try and find out where the sisters are.
Oh, whatever. All this just because of those stupid girls? All right, then. I don't have anything better to do. Where do you want to start looking for them?
I don't know.
You don't know? First you went to be Mr. Super Detective, and now you don't have any ideas? Oof. Okay, let me think. Look who's coming. It's the street rats. Maybe they'll know where the sisters have gone.
Good idea, Aisha.
Of course it's a good idea, Paul. It's my idea.
Come on, Sarah. Let's cross the street. I don't like the company on this side.
Yeah, you're right, Leroy.
No, wait. We want to ask you something.
What? You want to ask us something?
Jane and Hope didn't come to school today, and apparently their father isn't answering the phone. We got worried.
You got worried, Paul? Come on, Sarah. I can't listen to this anymore. Let's go.
Do you really think we'd tell you anything after what you've done to Jane and Hope?
Why are you being so aggressive? We just want to know if the sisters are okay, that's all. Can you answer yes or no?
You really are worried, Aisha, aren't you? You eavesdropped and then you only told Principal Dennis half the truth. Now you're afraid it might come back and bite you.
Well, you should be worried, because Jane and Hope have already lost their mother, and now they are going through hell again.
I don't have to listen to this. Paul, let's go.
Coming, Aisha.
That's it for today. Aisha and Paul really do seem worried about Jane and Hope, although Aisha was trying not to show it. Meanwhile, the two sisters are safe at Mary's place. How does Mary plan to help them? If you want to know what was in the envelope Carol left for Mary, tune in again next time. In the meantime, you can listen to this episode again on our webpage, dw.com/crimefighters. You can also join us on Facebook at DW Africa. Goodbye.